When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Well, as I said in the last episode, I did manage to actually come down with a full-on cold. And in answer to that, my day off today, which was meant to be a day off, but I did have some things on my agenda, but not many of them got done because I wound up sleeping almost the entire day away. I can't remember the last time I slept 12 hours in a row. I can't think of it. It was last December. It was December 2013 when I got really, really sick. So, I'm not feeling miserable, but I'm not feeling 100%. And I didn't want to push myself. I didn't want to, because like, what was I talking about? What was on my list of things to do today? It wasn't really art stuff, but it was art related stuff, because one of the big items I've got on my list to do in the next couple days is I've got to get my studio situated to start screen printing again. Now, screen printing is something that I don't do a whole lot, maybe once or twice a year. And because of that, that particular area of the studio tends to become neglected very easily. And then when it comes time to do screen printing again, I look over in that area and go, oh dear. I got a lot of boxes and things and stuff to be shipped that I got to get out of the way so I can prep some screens, get them emulsified, burn the screens, and then print some things. Why am I getting the screen printing stuff set up? Well, because, as I may have mentioned in a past Thunder Punch Daily, I'm going to be tabling at the Tiny Expo in Ann Arbor, December 13th, which is only a couple weeks away now. And for that, the assumption is that you are going to be bringing handmade DIY kinds of products to this thing, not anything mass produced, something hand done. Now, while mini comics are, technically speaking, mass produced, one of the ways you make them into an art object is to screen print the covers, because screen printing is, unless you're exceedingly good at it, it does tend to look very hand done, because no two covers are exactly the same. You know, the registration will be like a little bit off on each different one, or the ink distribution will be a little bit off on each different one. So they become unique items. And plus, if anybody has ever seen like a screen printed print or image, it has a wonderful texture to it. You know, like you can feel the ink on the paper. So they just tend to feel like a person had something to do with it, right? So I've got to get some new prints done. I think I'm going to be doing some Boulder and Fleet stuff for this. Actually, I know I am, because I worked on the designs a couple days ago, which I don't think I made into many of my art reflection journals. So tomorrow, depending on how good I feel, I got a color page of RoboForce. I've got a color a pitch piece for a book pitch that I'm putting together with a friend. Got to clean up the studio to start screen printing. Hopefully, get my my plates, get the transparencies for the plates printed out. What that is like, you just do like negative images of the different ink passes. And so I think this is going to be a four-color piece that I'm doing, which is going to be challenging. I'm going to try to figure out some ways to make it find ways to make registration less of an issue with it. And I think I found some workarounds there, because when you're doing four passes, let's say you get the first three passes perfect on a piece. If that fourth pass doesn't work, if it's off registration too bad, or if the ink isn't spread just right, the print's pretty much dead. You've already done three passes on it, though. So I'm probably going to wind up having to do like 200 first passes in order to get 75 good four-color passes, at least the way my registration system works out. I really need to invest in some registration pins for my screen printing setup. But that's for another time. And then I also have to start, this is like, we only had two more art sound offs to go, so I got to begin collecting my reflections on what this whole event has been for me. And I know that Rob and I are going to do a whole episode on the next Lean Into Art, as a matter of fact, the one coming up this Thursday. Today's November 28th. The first week of December, the first Thursday in December, Rob and I are recording a Lean Into Art cast, and we're going to do a whole episode on this whole experience. And this is where I do a call out to you guys who have been participating in the Art Sound Off Challenge, both people who have been listening to them and people who have been making them. I would love it if you guys could just jot down a thought, you know, like if, whether it's a tweet or a quick email, just saying like, this is what this thing has meant to me. This is something that I was surprised by. This is a way I was different than when I started. And I'll tell you, as I think about collecting my reflections on this, one of the strategies I'm going to employ, at least as of this recording, is I'm planning on doing something I do in my classrooms where I pretend with the students, I say like, oh, I'm about to go teach another comics class. And these kids are really nervous about taking on, you know, trying comics for the first time. So I'm wondering if you have any advice to give to these kids. And it's a way to concretize the learning that they had in my classroom, because often the kids will say things to me that they learned from me, but now they get to own the learning experience. But it's a great strategy to get the kids to think about what they experienced and what was useful to them. And I think I'm going to turn that interview on myself for the Art Sound Off Challenge. What would I tell somebody who is going to engage in this thing in the future? What to look out for? What good things to look out for? What bad things to look out for? What challenges to look out for, and so on. And that might be a way to frame it up for yourselves in like pitching some reflections. I would just love to get some of your guys' reflections to take to the Lean Into Art cast. So I'm going to go back to bed. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist. Comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com. As I said, this recording was part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where every day for the month of November 2014, my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I decided to record an audio journal of our art days, and we invited the world to play along, and a bunch of really awesome people wound up playing along, and you can listen to all of them by going to Twitter or to Google Plus and checking out the Art Sound Off hashtag. So I guess I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily, and until then, remember everybody.
In today's story, He-Man came to the aid of a planet whose natural resources were being wasted. Unfortunately, this same waste is happening now, and not on a distant planet, but right here on Earth. We must respect the plants and animals before they disappear, as some species already have. There's beauty all around us. Protect it before it's too late.